This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. senators are working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. The release of harshly critical Justice Department special counsel report on President Joe Biden's handling of classified information has now triggered instant flashbacks to the history-shaping events of 2016. That's when the then-FBI Director James Comey castigated Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton over email practices, but also recommended against charges. Both announcements were derided by Democrats, not only for the potential to unduly shape public perception in an election year, but also for the inclusion of what they saw as gratuitous swipes. In particular, Herr's detailed discussion of apparent memory lapses by Biden revived a debate about how much information is appropriate to place in the public realm about individuals like Biden and Clinton who are investigated but not charged. Rafa is now the focus of Israel bombardments. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from Rafah ahead of an expected Israeli invasion of the densely populated southern Gaza city. The announcement comes after heavy international criticism, including from the US, of Israeli intentions to move ground forces into the city. Rafah borders Egypt and is now home to hundreds of thousands of people living in sprawling tent camps after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Israel says that after more than 4 months of war, Rafah's the last remaining Hamas stronghold in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.